This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to tell you about Surah Yusuf a little bit today. Ahsan al-Qasas, the best story, right? The best, bar none. In fact, when someone wants to learn about Islam and they're like, can we have a Quran? We said, okay, here's a copy of the Quran, the translation. And I always recommend they read Surah Yusuf. That's my number one recommendation for them. Read Surah Yusuf. Okay? Because it is so just exquisite, subhanAllah. There's so many lessons in it. And that someone who is looking for the truth, this is an excellent entry point for them. Okay? Surah Yusuf has, check this out, subhanAllah. The amazing nature of it. It starts with Surah of Yusuf al-Islam's dream. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. Yes? He tells his dad that I saw in the dream 11 stars, the sun and the moon making sajda to them. Okay? Alright, the dream. Then, it is the plot of the brothers against Yusuf. Okay? They want to kill him or throw him in the well. They end up throwing him in the well. Then it is the Yusuf al-Islam is rescued, and then the minister who rescues him, or he purchases him afterwards, his wife tries to seduce him. Yes? Then a similar attempt is made by the Egyptian ladies who come and see him, and they say, this is ma hadha bashara, this is not a human, this is an angel, right? They are blown away by Yusuf al-Islam's beauty. Allahu Akbar. Okay? Then Yusuf al-Islam is imprisoned. Unjustly. Then finally, the king sees a dream. And then now you notice, I'm using my hand just for a reason. The king's dream is interpreted. Then Yusuf al-Islam is released from prison. Then the confession of the ladies. Then the confession of the wife of the Aziz. Then the brothers learn their lesson, that their plan failed. And then finally, the dream fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. This is the structure of Surah Yusuf. It's so exquisite. It's so amazing. Subhanallah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran. This is His speech. This is the miraculous speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One ayah in this, which is actually one of the ayahs that I'm always just blown away by, at the very end, when Yusuf al-Islam says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي, my Lord was kind to me. After everything is done, he is now the minister, his parents are united, Yaqub al-Islam's sight is back, everything is good, family is finally reunited, everyone is now on good terms. What does Yusuf al-Islam say? He says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Ayah number 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind to me when he removed me from prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ, and he brought you all here from the desert. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي, after shaytan had come between me and my brothers. Allahu Akbar. This is, like, you know, subhanAllah, this is the ayah that you should like write down, and you know, people put stuff on their desk, right, as a reminder. This is the ayah that we should put as a reminder for ourselves. Yusuf al-Islam suffered a lifetime of trauma. Lifetime, kidnapped as a child, removed from his parents, thrown in a well to die, sold into slavery, imprisoned wrongfully. This is a lifetime of trauma. People go through a little bit of trauma and then they suffer for the rest of their lives. He suffered a lifetime of trauma. And yet look at how he is not even complaining about his situation. He's not even saying, how come all these years were I lost of my life? How come this happened to me? Why to me, O Allah? Nothing. He says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي, my Lord was good to me. Allahu Akbar. My Lord was good to me when He took me out of prison. It was Shaitan who came between me and my brothers. He doesn't even blame his brothers. His brothers betrayed him. The ones, when your family betrays you, those who love you, betray you, it hurts even more. He doesn't even blame them. This is the manners of the prophets. This is the high station where the prophethood resides in terms of etiquette, in terms of forgiveness, in terms of graciousness. And this is for us the example in our lives to emulate. This is the Prophet ﷺ, when he finally conquered Mecca, he said the same thing that Yusuf ﷺ said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُلَقَى. Go, you are all free. I'm not going to punish anybody. I'm going to say exactly what Yusuf said. This is the example. We ask Allah to allow us to be of those who forgive, those who overlook, who don't complain about the tests that we have in life, and then we know Allah will bring us to the end successful and victorious. JazakAllahu khairan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.